Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divinity Spiritual Online Weekly Meditation. Today we have Mary Margaret Denholm, who's going to do the meditation, and it's a very, very powerful one and extremely relaxing. So you want to make sure that you're nice and comfortable and not operating like a forklift or driving a car, seriously, because you're going to get very sleepy, and I can't wait till she tells you all about it. Briefly, I want to go over some things happening this week. Last night, we had our weekly channeling. Joanne was on again, and she channeled angels from the ninth dimension, and it was fantastic. So if you guys want to go in and check that out, I think you'll get a lot from it. And Sunday night, we had our first service, Divinity Spiritual Online Service, and we're going to be doing that every week at 7 p.m. Sunday night, and it is definitely not your average service. It's very powerful and very healing. And speaking of healing, next Friday, October 15th at noon to 1, we're adding a call-in show, another call-in show. It's going to be healing for all. So if you're having any specific issues with your health, you can call in and get the healing energy, and Mary Margaret will work with you and try to not only get to the bottom of what's going on, but hopefully clear it. And today, as you know, is our Wednesday at 5 o'clock call-in show, Messages, Healing, and Prosperity, where you call in with really any question you have, and we can see what Divine Spirit has for you, where Mary Margaret will give you a reading, and that's also fun and helpful. So, Mary Margaret, would you like to tell everybody about this great meditation you're going to be doing for us today?
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes about this healing meditation. The title is A Healing Meditation to Remove Addictive Behavior. And, you know, we're all addictive to some point. It could be we use this, have the same thing for breakfast every morning or whatever. You may be a nut about cleaning or shopping, but this is also to help those who are doing drugs, who may be alcoholic. And if you know someone and they're trying to quit, I would encourage you to share this meditation with them. Now, we know that people who have trauma, especially as a child, also create addictions in their life. Every alcoholic, every shopaholic, whatever, they have trauma, which means that their electromagnetic field is fractured, and entities come in and out. And these entities try to control us. That's why, for, let's say, an alcoholic, AA works very well because it's a spiritual program. Sure, there are some people that can just quit, but then they're fighting that entity and all the energies of abuse or trauma or whatever. So today, we're going to do this meditation. I want you to get as relaxed as possible because these entities that any person with addiction has, they have created, and they're not as easily removed. But I will do this with you. I am with you. We're going to bring Jesus in. And don't just do this once. Come back in. Come back into Blog Talk and do this as often as you need to. Or if you need further help, then there'll be my call-in number will be at the end of this show. Okay? But those people of addiction, it's not willpower. They are suffering. Help me to help them, to help reach those people who have been so lost. That is the point of doing this. Now, as Janie said, no operating machinery, no driving, this meditation. We want to try and get you as relaxed as possible so that the energy that Jesus is going to give you today to clear, that you will be able to feel the energy of the Christ, the energy of the healing. So if you would now, take three deep spiritual breaths and sit quietly and in an extremely relaxed position. You know I say, Divine Spirit, to honor the creator of the seventh dimension. And with Jesus, Divine Spirit is here. And Divine Spirit has a beautiful golden crystalline healing energy. That beautiful golden crystalline energy is filling you now. Very slowly, through your head, your face, your neck. Take another breath. And with every breath, you feel more and more relaxed. We want you to be as relaxed as possible because that is when this can really help you. And the energy, that golden crystalline energy, gently comes over the shoulders and the arms, the upper back and the upper chest. And as that happens, you feel more and more relaxed. And if any of you fall asleep, you can always come back and capture this later. Divine Spirit will be there, and Jesus will be there. That is how this works. Your spirit is powerful. You have healing energy. Jesus is with you. He is the healer of the planet. And now Divine Spirit's energy is going down your back to your buttocks, through the lower torso and the stomach area. And every muscle is relaxing. With every breath, you are becoming more and more relaxed. And then as you come down through the legs and the feet, you're all golden now. All golden, this golden crystalline energy. And you can feel the power of your spirit now. And now Jesus walks with you and takes you to a beautiful, beautiful lake, beautiful, beautiful park. And you see this beautiful oak tree. You know how majestic they are. So beautiful. So incredibly healthy. Now, as this oak tree is so strong, you know, it bends in the wind. And it protects people that might be underneath it. Or the animals, the squirrels, the birds. It allows those things to have shelter, to live, and even acorns for food. So So as we sit here underneath this beautiful oak tree, we feel the strength of creation. Well, you have that same strength of creation. If the Creator gave this oak tree such strength, don't you think he would give you, his children, strength to accomplish anything you might want in this lifetime? Now take a deep breath. Now I want you to look again at that oak tree. You are so much like that oak tree. You are so strong, so beautiful, so caring, and caring for those people you love. You're responsible, and you would do anything to help anybody. So as we look at this oak tree, we think to ourselves how the Creator has given us the strength to quit any addiction, but it's got to be spiritual. So, if you would put your hand on your heart, I'm going to say a prayer to release you from the addiction and the entities of addiction. And I would encourage you to come back and listen to this, because this is difficult. No matter if you are spiritually aligned or not, or cleared, your physical body has some type of addiction. So you must never do another drug. You must never do another alcoholic drink, for those of you who have those. Or anything like, some people, it's food. And with that, that's more difficult. But pray and do your very best. Because at this point right now, you're beautiful. You are strong. You are a perfect creation. And nothing can hurt you. Take a deep breath. All right, I'm going to say this, and Janie's going to repeat it with all of you. By the power and the authority of Jesus.
By the power and authority of Jesus.
And Divine Spirit.
And Divine Spirit.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
All entities and energies.
All entities and energies.
That are negative in any way.
That are negative in any way.
Or the energies of the destructive, addictive,
or energy
illness.
Of the destructive, addictive illness?
Illness. Leave now, never to return.
Leave now, never to return.
And take a deep breath on this and let it go. The power of your spirit is so strong now, reinforced by the energy of Divine Spirit. You are golden. Every addiction has purpose, and the purpose being that you become more spiritual after you are healed. Take another deep breath, and I now further command.
And I now further command.
All energies of trauma.
All energies of trauma.
Especially the energies of trauma as a child.
Especially the energies of trauma as a child.
Be now gently lifted, released, and removed.
Be now gently lifted, released, and removed.
I am strong and beautiful.
I am strong and beautiful.
I am healthy and so intelligent.
I am healthy and so intelligent.
And as I go through my day, I will always remember.
I will always remember.
That all that I am is blessed by Jesus.
That all that I am is blessed by Jesus.
And if I should weaken.
And if I should weaken.
All I have to do is call out for Jesus.
All I have to do is call out for Jesus.
And I will be safe again.
And I'll be safe again.
Any energies where I do not feel safe.
Any energies where I do not feel safe.
Leave now and never return.
Leave now and never return.
But if it should happen.
But if it should happen.
That I do not feel safe.
That I do not feel safe.
I have the power.
I have the power.
To call in Jesus and Divine Spirit.
To call in Jesus and Divine Spirit.
And be saved from any further trauma.
And be saved from any further trauma.
Surround and support my electromagnetic field.
Surround and support my electromagnetic field.
My emotional and mental bodies.
My emotional and mental bodies.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
Align and regenerate.
Align and regenerate.
All energies that I am.
All energies that I am.
To the perfect healthy programming.
To the perfect healthy programming.
Of the cosmic template of my most high self.
As a cosmic template of my most high self.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Thank you, Divine Spirit.
So be it done, so be it done now.
So be it done, so be it done now.
Now take three deep breaths. The first breath tells every cell in your body something is happening and to pay attention. The second breath actually starts releasing all this negativity. And the third breath seals in your new belief system. You know that you have been spiritually challenged. That is the only reason for an addiction. And what I mean by that is many times there are masters from a higher dimension that come here and would choose addictions so they would have a vehicle to spiritually grow and grow quickly. And that is what addictions are for. So if you know of anybody with an addiction, they're a master and they need your help to hear this prayer so that they can grow and they can, it is amazing how people spiritually grow once they have removed an addiction. So as these masters come in, then the energy of the addiction serves purpose. Everything happens with great purpose. Now, I want to thank you so much for listening. And again, I encourage you to please share this meditation with anyone who really, really needs it, you know. And then I will talk to you later today at 5 o'clock. Janie?
Yeah, we'll be on at 5 taking your calls. So get your questions ready and call back in. And if you think that you require a private session, you can call Mary Margaret at 513-289-2914. You guys have a great day, and hopefully we'll see you again at 5. Take care.
Thank you all.
You are heard, you are loved. complete.